This year marks the 150th anniversary of Memorial Day. On May 30th, 1868, a group of veteran Union soldiers known as the Grand Army of the Republic held the first Decoration Day, as it was known back then, as a way to commemorate their fallen comrades. Noank, Connecticut has been cited by several sources on the internet as having the longest-running continuous Memorial Day parade in the country. Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hardman talked to a local researcher to see if those sources were correct.
Noanker Dr. Karen Meister Willis spent a year looking into this claim. Along the way, she learned plenty about her hometown, including the date of Noank's first Decoration Day parade, May 30th, 1876. Here is Willis reading from that year's June 2nd edition of the Mystic River Press.
Decoration Day was observed here in Noank. A company met at the schoolhouse with 50 or 60 of the small children. At 3 o'clock, they were out in marching order with flags in hand, directed by Elihu H. Potter of the surviving soldiers of the war, and marched to the cemetery.
Willis says once they reached the cemetery, the procession of children and veterans put flowers on the graves of 9 men from Noank who served in the Civil War, including the grave of Fenimore C. Weeks, who died at the Battle of Antietam.
Sharpsburg, Maryland, September 21st, 1862, Mrs. Weeks. Dear Madam, it becomes my painful duty to inform you of the death of your son Fenimore Weeks, who was killed in the Battle of the 17th. He was shot through the head and did not live but a few moments after he was struck. His effects I will send to you as soon as I have an opportunity and will write you more of the particulars. Yours respectfully, John Keyes, Captain Company F.
The parade changed over the years. Willis says in 1881, the Noank Band joined the procession to the cemetery, and in 1917, the fire department joined the parade. In 1929, the American Legion took over leadership of the Noank Parade from the Grand Army of the Republic as the number of Civil War veterans dwindled. What struck Willis in her research was how, over the years, the parade managed to keep the spirit and traditions of the small coastal village's first Decoration Day parade in 1876.
It still is a very solemn event. It still goes to the cemetery. It still talks about the 9 men who died. And it has remained true to its roots.
Willis says, unfortunately, her research could not back up the claim that Noank has the longest-running Memorial Day parade in the country. But she says what she discovered was something much deeper about the place she grew up, where she remembers as a girl marching with her Brownie and Girl Scout troops to the Noank Valley Cemetery on Memorial Day. Ray Hardman, Connecticut Public Radio.